this episode of The Commercial Break.
Well, why haven't we been back? Well, because getting to the moon... Well, first of all, we have been back many, many times. And so have other countries, right? It's not like moon exploration stopped altogether. It's just that we went there, we did it, and I don't think we found anything like...
No, there was other stuff to explore.
Yeah, it's like this restaurant I went to a couple of years ago down the street. I went there.
Yeah.
I found that there was nothing... Yeah, I had explored all there was to explore. I saw just this much of it, and that was enough for me. I said, no reason to go back.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Greene. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast and streaming universe. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. You sent me a picture yesterday that I found highly disturbing.
Yeah.
So here's a little context. You know, for years, I've been saying on my channel that I know a person. I've known a person, not very long, but maybe, I don't know, since the pandemic started. And I followed them on Instagram. They follow, you know, as you do when you meet somebody. Hey, follow me on Instagram, whatever. And no shit, she takes a photograph in the shitter every place she goes. She takes a selfie, not on the toilet, but in the bathroom, oftentimes with people behind her in the bathroom. Mirror selfies where she's, you know, sometimes covering her face, sometimes not, checking the fit, whatever. Cool, you're checking the fit, but... I can't for the life of me understand why bathroom selfies, unless they're in your own bathroom, are a thing.
No.
Why would you be putting yourself in a situation where you would be taking a picture in a public bathroom with other people behind you?
Because it's just a tag, like where they are? I don't know. I haven't looked at these.
I don't know. So much clout chasing going on. And this is coming from a podcaster, so take it all with a grain of salt. But... to me, it's a lot of clout chasing, you know, trying to seem cool, IKYNKDY, you know, all this other shit. But the first thing that you think about when you see someone taking a bathroom selfie is them taking a hot shit. That's the first thing you think about because that's what everyone does in the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Okay.
Well,
I don't think I'm totally.
Pee, but
yeah.
Still.
Okay. Whatever business you're doing, pee pee poo poo. Number one or number two.
Or number three.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Or number three.
That's an emergency.
That is an emergency. Listen, in any case, the bathroom selfie has jumped the shark. Let's stop it, unless you're in your own bathroom. Taking a picture of your fit before you're heading out the door. I get that part. I get that one. That one I can understand. It's still not my favorite place to be taking a selfie or looking at a selfie from someone else. But I do understand.
If you have a nice bathroom.
If you have a nice bathroom.
Yes.
That's right. Because if you don't have a nice bathroom, you have no business taking a selfie in a bathroom. But Chrissy yesterday sends me a picture of Kim Kardashian trow down on a toilet. And then it was from TMZ, and TMZ's caption said, you know, check out the potty shots.
Well, it says National Toilet Day, but...
I then, because of you, flipped through 29 additional celebrity photographs sitting on the shitter. Why is this a thing? Have we no value? Have we no sacred space? You know.
Well, we certainly don't have any privacy.
Yeah. Let me give you some marriage wisdom from Brian. Marriage wisdom that I got from an old Jewish couple that one of the guys was... soccer coaching me. And then sometimes we spent the night at his house because he had a son that was our age, blah, blah, blah. You get it. We woke up one morning, breakfast was being cooked by this very nice woman, the mother of my friend, the wife of the soccer coach. And I don't know how we got on this conversation, but there was some conversation about marriage or, you know, being a husband or being a wife. And she said, let me tell you the reason why we have a happy marriage. We never shit in front of each other, ever. Always shit by yourself.
That is correct.
And I thought to myself, that seems like a pretty common sense ground rule, day one relationship kind of thing. And is it not true that when you get into a relationship, you spend at least the first 6 months of that relationship.
Hiding the fact that you take a shit.
Yes, hiding the fact that you go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Of course you do. That is common courtesy. It's not, you're not trying to hide parts of yourself. You're trying to hide parts of yourself that no one wants to see.
Right.
Not even you.
Exactly.
If I could get away with not shitting, I get away with not shitting, but I can't. It's something I have to do.
Now
it's healthy to do. Now it's an escape from my children, but my children always find me. It's just one of those things. Now there's group activities because my kids come in.
Oh, well, your morning press conference.
My morning press conference, as Chrissy likes to call it. It is my morning press conference. Okay, kids, what are we doing? How's school? What's going on? But still, I have the common courtesy to avoid pee-pee poo-poo in front of my wife.
Yes.
Because that's I still don't think that's an appropriate
thing. Okay.
Okay. Every once in a while, pee-pee. Yeah, I get it. That's that, you know, that's not the world's biggest deal. But
poo-poo, yes.
Poo-poo, for sure.
Poo-poo, no, no. Yes. Just say no.
Just say no, no to poo-poo. Say no, no. Say how now, brown cow? Put yourself
down. No, 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 no,
stop sign right there. The reality for most of us is that this seems like common fucking sense. We're not going to take a picture of us on a shitter because a picture is not a video. So therefore, I cannot tell whether it's pee-pee poo-poo, let it mellow, or flush it down. I cannot tell. But celebrities who have no healthy boundaries whatsoever, like Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
They did it. I didn't see it on there.
No, I'm just saying they have no healthy boundaries.
Right.
Are absolutely, these celebrities are absolutely in the wrong about this. There should be no good reason why
it's not a good look to begin with. You're not in a good position bodily.
No. You're hunched over. Yeah, you're squatting. White pasty, the pastiest part of you is available for some for human consumption. It's just not a good look, you know? It's not like I'm standing full frontal. You know, it's a weird position to be in. None of us want to be in that position in a picture. But there are at least 29 celebrities, according to TMZ, who have posted these potty pictures. And I just cannot for the life of me get on board with this.
I knew you'd find that funny.
Yes. We have jumped the shark officially on social media. I mean, we did a long time ago. But now we're going to a whole new level. I'm realizing just how much social media is ruining everybody's lives.
Yes.
It's giving our kids mental health problems. It's giving us anxiety. And now we're taking pictures of ourselves on the potty. I imagine the inventors of the internet, like, you know, the CIA guys or the whatever, the DARPA dudes, were probably not like, someday, we're going to be exchanging shitter pictures. They're probably...
Won't that be a day?
Yeah, classified alien information back and forth is what they were thinking. When the aliens come, we'll be ready for it. But nope. Here we are staring at Kim K's, the pastiest part of Kim K, her ass, on a toilet. It's awful. It's terrible. I hate it. It drives me crazy.
I know.
And all I can think about when I look at it, well, all I could think about when I looked at it was this person that I know that keeps posting these damn pictures. It's coming next. I think it's coming. I think what's coming next from this person on the internet, this random person who I'm not going to name, I think the next thing is the shitter picture.
Of course.
Yeah. Because they're already posted. Whatever. I'm not going to get it. It doesn't matter. I don't want to dox somebody. There's no reason to dox somebody here on air. But this is, you know, happy toilet day. Okay, congratulations. Happy toilet day. We having a party? What do we do? There's a day for everything.
There totally is. And I'm sure it's another day besides toilet day. So we should have picked that one.
Mm-hmm. I think I came up with steak and blowjob day.
Mm.
And it took off and... I never got credit for it.
Oh. What day is steak and blowjob day?
Tuesdays.
Oh, okay. Every Tuesday.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I said it one time and on Simcol, and then now all of a sudden it's a thing, steak and blowjob day. So anyway, speaking of aliens and Kim K, Kim K recently announced that she has some doubts about whether or not we went to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
That does make sense. That tracks for Kim K. Neither a fan nor a detractor of Kim K could care less. I don't interact with no social media, none of her shows, none of her videos. But it's hard to ignore Kim K because she does tend to be everywhere,
in the news,
all the time. She's a billionaire with a lot of influence and a big PR machine, and she's always doing something. And so she said something, I don't know if it was on her television show or on a podcast or whatever, probably on a podcast because that's where all the dumb shit is said. she was on a podcast and mentioned that she has some doubts whether or not we actually landed on the moon. And I'm wondering if this, if we can just like put this one to rest. I mean, do you have any doubts that we went to the moon?
No.
Have you ever had any doubts that we went to the moon?
No.
Is this something that you ever thought about at any degree?
Not unless it gets brought up that somebody doesn't believe it.
Listen, Joe Rogan for a long time was a non-moon landing believer, and then he kind of turned the corner on it. There are a lot of books and videos and all kinds of stuff. There's convincing evidence. I think a lot of it has been debunked. I do believe that the United States had a backup plan. They may have had Stanley Kubrick record videos that looked like we landed on the moon in case we didn't land on the moon. But and I think we did. But I do think there is like there's a little bit of smoke, but the fire is not the fire everybody thinks it is. I also think that the video technology back then was so terrible that it wouldn't be out. Did you know? Here's an interesting fact about the moon landing. When the moon landing happened, the receivers that sent the video images back to Earth came into essentially a radio station, like a radio station with a big satellite dish on top of it.
Okay.
But because there was really no way to relay that broadcast back to all the channels that were going to pick it up, they essentially put together a master feed by then pointing the camera at another video image that then was relayed. So it was a copy of a copy. And only one videotape was ever recorded. And for some time, those videotapes were at some point, those videotapes were recorded over.
Oh.
So the masters of the essential running, the landing on the moon were lost for some period of time until they were pieced back together by, I don't know, videologists. I don't know who does whatever they do. But the moon landing, there's a lot of suspicion, I think, rightfully. So, because there's some stuff that just seems kind of hanky. Stanley Kubrick did say that he was approached to do some filming of activities that make it look like the moonscape. If you look at some of Stanley Kubrick's movies, you can see that even before the moon landing, he was making videos of space that looked pretty convincing. Space Odyssey 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I get why people can be, you know, why does the flag wave? Why do the shadows move this way? Why do they move that way? I get it. But I really do have a feeling that we probably went there and we probably landed. Well, why haven't we been back? Well, because getting to the moon. Well, first of all, we have been back many, many times. And so have other countries, right? It's not like moon exploration stopped altogether. It's just that we went there, we did it, and I don't think we found anything like...
No, there was other stuff to explore.
Yeah, it's like this restaurant I went to a couple of years ago down the street. I went there.
Yeah.
I found that there was nothing... Yeah, I had explored all there was to explore. I saw just this much of it, and that was enough for me. I said, no reason to go back. But also, it's extremely expensive. It's extremely hard to do. And why would we? Like, essentially.
It's a crater.
And for all of those who claim that you can't go out into space, you can't go past the firmament or whatever bullshit, you know, there's a lot of that and this and all this other thing that's going on. Why is Elon Musk sending up all those rockets? Do you not trust that? I mean, I don't trust much from Elon Musk, but do you not trust that Elon Musk may or may not be sending billions of dollars in technology up into the air to have it, what, to go nowhere, to crash? It's all just a put on?
Yeah.
It doesn't make much sense. We have rovers on Mars that are taking pictures of Earth.
That's really cool.
That's really cool. If we went to Mars, we can get to the moon. And yes, at that time, was it really hard to do? Of course it was. It was one of the greatest achievements of man to get to the moon. But it was a race, and we won it, and we did it. And I think there just was a different generation of humans put their brains together and figured out how to do it. And so I can appreciate that Kim K has heard some stuff that has made her disbelieve the moon. It's so on brand for her. But it's on brand for Kim K. What else do I say? It's on brand for her.
Yeah.
She also recently failed the bar exam for the third time.
Oh, she failed it?
Yeah. But it's the bar exam. It's not like you're taking a geography test.
No, it's hard.
It's the California bar exam, nonetheless, which I don't know if that's easier or harder to take, but it's got to be a very difficult test to take.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people pass the bar exam on their first try, the California bar exam. Should we ask that question?
We should.
Let's ask that question. What is the pass rate of the California bar exam on the first try? Question mark. I'm going to turn off the voice so as not to scare everybody.
Yeah.
70% passed the first time. Well, listen, Kim, your third time. Yeah, there's next time. There's the fourth time. 12.4% passed as repeat takers. So by the second try, about 83% of people have passed it. But that's okay. Listen, you got to admire her gumption.
I do, yeah.
Kim K does not need to be a lawyer. She does not need to pass the bar exam. She doesn't, pure and simple. And the fact that she wants to better her mind and better herself and challenge herself, show her kids that it's doable, I can't shit on that. There's no reason to shit on that. It's a really, really good thing. So
yes, it is. Speaking of toilets.
But to wrap this all up, Kim K, we went to the moon. Stop taking pictures of the shitter. I don't want to shit on you, but the shitting on the shitter and taking pictures, I'm going to shit on your shitting pictures. Okay? All right. Is that enough said? Can we all agree that taking bathroom selfies in a bathroom that is not yours and or taking selfies while you are pooping or whatever it is you're doing is not appropriate? Stop it. Stop it. All right. Let's take a break. When we get back, I want to talk about the hard things that are going on right now, Chris.
Okay,
let's delve in. The Epstein email dump and all the shenanigans that are going on. I'm going to give you my opinion, to give you my two cents. I know you came here for this. So I know all the commercial break listeners are like, great, Brian's going to go on a rant about the Epstein emails. Fantastic.
I want to hear what you got to say.
It's probably Thanksgiving week when you're listening to this. So I'm going to give you some food for thought as you walk into your family dinner. Repeat some of these opinions and see how things go. Okay? All right. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
All right, let's get into it. Let's talk about the hard thing. Yesterday, as we're recording this yesterday, the Senate, on unanimous consent, passed the bill, the Epstein, Uncover the Epstein Files bill, I think is what it's, that's not the official title of it, but that's what I'm calling it.
It's the working title.
Yeah, it's a working title. The ghost author says, uncover those Epstein emails. 30,000 emails were just recently dumped, along with scores of information that's been out there for a long time, between the Epstein estate and government and the Republicans that released files and the Democrats that released some files. There's already a lot of information out there. I mean, a lot of information. And there are good people, not me. There are good people out there that are digging through all of it, trying to piece things together and figure out what's going on. Epstein, of course, has been a thorn in the side of every administration since Epstein got busted down in Florida and this Alex Acosta guy decided to slap him on the hiney and let him have a weekend retreat for 2 years, 2 years, maybe 9 months or something like that, for essentially assaulting women, maybe up to 1,000 of them. Then Ghislaine Maxwell was then taken to trial for trafficking these same women. Some of them claimed physical abuse and other kinds of abuse from Ghislaine herself. And so Ghislaine went to jail. recently, but for 10, 11 years, Epstein walked free to do whatever he wanted, even after this had been uncovered to some degree by the Southern District of Florida, which is insane when you think about it.
Yeah.
The deal, sweetheart deal that he got. Why did he get that sweetheart deal? No one seems to know. Alex Acosta said that he didn't want to further victimize people, even though the victims themselves were never talked to about whether or not they would go to trial, if they wanted this plea agreement, whatever. It all went sideways.
Money and blackmailing.
Money, blackmailing, and possibly throw another wrench in the mix here, in your kitchen sink here, Chrissy. It possibly that he is a state appointed actor of some kind.
That's
CIA.
Right. I've heard that angle.
MI6, Israeli intelligence, or all of the above. You don't know. Or Russian intelligence. All of the above, maybe. Someone who moved and operated in circles of intelligence and was so incredibly well connected to the wealthy and powerful and had dirt on all of them. All of them. Or tried to get dirt on all of them. And since he did, Alex Acosta may have been told, or himself understood, that this guy's untouchable. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. But when the noise became so loud, they had to do something. I think it was maybe Obama's administration or early Trump administration put Epstein in jail. Of course, he died under incredibly crazy circumstances that no one seems to understand to this day. He died apparently by unaliving himself, but right. The cameras weren't working. No one seems to know what's going on. They have no witnesses, no guard. No one can tell them what's going on. Unbelievable how that happens.
Yeah.
Everybody shuts up. A crime in any other place occurs and no one can. There are 12 podcasters that are investigating it. They get to the bottom of it in a day. This, the biggest death in years, and no one seems to understand what's going on. So now here we are. So this happens. The Biden administration then has the files. They don't do anything with them. But the entire Biden administration, Trump and everybody else in conservative media, including a lot of the podcast bros, start screaming. And Kash Patel and Dan Boingyongji, they all start boingyongio.
That's right.
Boingo, boingo. They all start screaming and yelling, release the files. We must release the files. It's a global cabal. Everyone is in the files. The Democrats, Bill Clinton, they all funded
the black book.
The black book, release the book, release the list, release the names, which is a valid, altruistic sense of justice for the victims, if that's where it's coming from. But of course, that's not where it was coming from. That was all show. It was all for show. Because as soon as Trump got in back into office, after making promise after promise after promise that he was going to release these files, he did nothing about it. And he has fought actively to not release the files in the last 10 months that he's been in office. Until the victims went up to Capitol Hill and started talking to people, and the Democrats, and now all of the Republicans except for one in the House, voted a couple days ago, then the Senate unanimously decided to pass the bill.
Who was the one that didn't? And why?
Some guy, one of the representatives from Louisiana. He said because he had privacy concerns for the victims.
Oh, right. But the victims are coming out saying release the files.
At least the ones that are talking mm-hmm. are saying release the files. And, Virginia Dufresne seems to be the one who, by the way, unalived herself also. Seems to be the one that really got this ball rolling, and her book posthumously came out a couple of months ago, and that really lit a fire under a lot of people's ass. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene, to her credit, has been there. Lauren Boebert, to her credit, has been there, and I don't give credit to Lauren Boebert for much, but okay. All of them now have voted, except for one. Everybody, as a member of Congress, has voted and said, release the files. But, Chrissy, that will not happen. And I just watched a press conference where Pam Bondi, Kash Patel and his saucer eyes moving in every direction. that guy's got eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I hope there's nothing wrong with Kash. I don't want to, like, shit on somebody who's got, a physical ailment or a condition. But, man, those eyes move in every direction, and they are so large. Is that coffee? Is that amphetamines? Is that just how he is?
Maybe all of the above.
Maybe all of the above. But it's clear, like one eye moves in one direction, the other eye, it's, and he's always staring out into space.
Yeah.
So Kash Patel, fresh off giving his girlfriend Secret Service protection in a private plane.
Because,
you know, that's where I want my tax dollars going, is to Kash Patel's, you know, mildly successful country star girlfriend. She might need some protection, but does she need like Secret Service level protection and a private plane? And that's just crazy. So they're standing up at the White House and they're telling everybody, the press is going in. Are you going to release the files? I will follow the law. Are you going to release the files? We will follow the law. Are you going to release the files? We're going to follow the law. Will you?
I mean, it's so ridiculous because this isn't going away at this point.
Yes, but it will go
away. But they won't release the files because of the investigation.
That's right. Because of the investigation recently called for by Trump directly to Pam Bondi on that Truth Social, all 500 members of it, you know, Truth Social. That's Truth Social's worth like $10 billion and no one's on it. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand, but I don't understand. It's like another free port. It's a place where Russian oligarchs put their money.
I think the only people that are on it are the people that are just going to report what he says on it.
That's it. It's just reporters. Those are the only 500 people that are listening to what he has to say. And by the way, it all gets retweeted to like 17 million people. So there's Pam Bondi up there starting the obfuscation. She's starting the obfuscation because it will never come to fruition. Trump may sign the bill. He may. He'll wait. He'll delay. He'll drag his feet. And he may wait. I mean, he may sign that bill. But when he signs that bill, Pam Bondi will conveniently claim that while under investigation, while she's investigating the Democrats Democrats who were involved, and if there were Democrats— go to hell. See you later. There are Democrats that were abusing girls too.
Yeah.
Go to hell. But she will claim that she cannot release these files and they will not be released. And this will go on and on until the next administration, or the files may find themselves lost, just like Jeffrey Epstein did. Listen, this is insane. Now, you want to go a level deeper on this? Guess who is investigating? The Democrats.
Who?
The guy from the, I think it's the Southern District of New York or the Lower District of New York.
Yeah.
He was recently appointed. When Bill Barr and the initial Southern District of New York Attorney General, or not the Attorney General, prosecutor, was at Trump's first administration, Trump wanted to fire this guy from the Southern District of New York.
I remember that.
Because he was investigating Giuliani and other people.
Who just got pardoned.
Yeah, who just got pardoned. I mean, come on. Did you really need to investigate? I mean, did you really need to do that with Giuliani? Really? Honestly? So Trump tries to fire this guy, the Southern District of New York. It doesn't work. He wants to install another guy. The guy that he wanted to install has now been named the guy, the Southern District of New York District Attorney. And guess what? He's in charge of investigating all the Democrats with the Epstein hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who he had just got off the board of? Apollo Capital Management. Guess who funded Jeffrey Epstein to the tune of $315 million? The CEO of Apollo Capital Management. This will never, never, ever come to light. The rich and the powerful will bury this. They are doing their best to do it right in front of our eyes. They will do their best to do it behind our backs. This will not come to light, I promise you. It is insane. It is absolutely insane, and I cannot understand it for the life of me why they just can't release the files and let it be done. And I cannot understand for the life of me why Trump does not want these files released. He was friends. He was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. We all know that. He's trying to pretend like he wasn't, but we all know it. There's video out there, for God's sakes, of them hanging out.
Yeah, pictures.
Right? But there are so many other fish to fry in this situation. And I got to be honest, I'm not 100% sure that Trump ever did anything wrong.
Well, the victims are saying they didn't see him doing anything wrong.
Okay, then release the files.
Yeah, but then it's people that he knows, yeah. And then it's people that
that's he's have trying
money
to he's trying to protect these people. He's taking big checks, I guarantee it, under the table to protect these people. But I'm not sure these people deserve to be protected.
No.
And since when have you been in the business of protecting anybody, Trump? As soon as they don't suit your need, that you throw them under the table. I think that's the way Washington is in general. It is they are political animals up there. They don't give a shit about anybody.
Yeah, it's
they don't
what
care
can
about you
do for me?
What can you do? What did you do for me lately?
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, this will never happen. Sounds good. You know, all the news cycles yesterday on the liberal-leaning stations, you know, making history, rah, 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 making history my ass. Nothing's ever going to happen. It's not going to happen, but it should.
Yeah.
It should happen. It should happen. And you know what? Trump is making himself look terrible right now by digging in his heels and pretending like there's nothing to see here, because we all know there's something to see there. Let it all come out. Let the chips fall as they may. If you really didn't do anything wrong, you'll be fine. And everybody else who did do something wrong is going to be fried. Deepak fucking Chopra is in those emails. Deepak Chopra is in the emails of the
Jeffrey
Epstein.
What were they talking about with him?
He's like a spiritual advisor to Jeffrey Epstein, but they're talking about, you know, essay lawsuits that were dropped against Epstein and victims. And it doesn't look good for Deepak.
No.
It doesn't look like he was involved in anything bad, but it doesn't look good for Deepak fucking Chopra, the, you know, your yeah. grandpa's guru.
Yes, exactly.
The life coach of life coaches, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, becoming his life coach,
mm-hmm.
who I'm sure that Jeffrey Epstein was paying him a gazoobas of gobbles of money. It doesn't look good. Even Deepak fucking Chopra is for sale? Really? Really? Larry Sanders, the guy that was connected to the Clinton administration, and I think maybe the Bush part of the Bush
was
administration.
Was he the OpenAI board guy that just resigned?
He was on the OpenAI board, yes, and he had to resign. And he's still a professor at Harvard, and I think he's going to have to resign. Everyone's distancing themselves from him. But the craziest part is there is a Democratic senator, I think she is. No, a congresswoman. When Michael Cohen got hauled up to Congress back in the last administration, and he had to answer all those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Trump's lawyer
spilled
the beans, the whole thing. This Democratic congresswoman was texting with Jeffrey Epstein while she was asking Michael Cohen questions on the stand. Who is this? What's going on? What's the name for this? She was chitty-chatty with Jeffrey fucking Epstein years after everyone knew about Jeffrey Epstein and his wrongdoing. A Democratic congresswoman. It doesn't look good. Not that you're at his island doing anything wrong, but for God's sakes, use some goddamn common sense. Why are you texting Jeffrey Epstein during a congressional hearing? What?
That was in the emails? That
was
in
the
files?
Text messages. Someone lined it up with a video of her asking the questions texting. It's insane. It's insane. All these people, all this stuff, all these connections. It's insane. The web is so much bigger and so much deeper. And once we get a chance to put it all together, somebody does, and I'm sure somebody already has a clear picture. Somebody in the U.S. government right now in an investigative capacity, maybe it's Mueller, maybe it's, you know, Jack, whatever his name is, the other investigator, Jack...
Dorsey?
No. Jack, I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
The two investigations into Trump, the Mueller investigation into Russia, and then the Jack, I can't remember his name, but but they asked a bunch of questions apparently about Epstein also, right? Both of those guys.
Yeah, people know. There's people that know.
Somebody
whole story
has a clear picture.
Yes.
And somebody needs to be able to come out and tell the whole story clearly and succinctly. There should be a congressional investigation into this and put it to bed for fucking ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's driving so many people crazy, least of which are the fucking victims of this guy. They deserve that. They deserve a clear picture of what happened during this time, who he was, how he got all his wealth, who he was connected to, what he was doing, and why they were targeted and roped into this situation, and who was he working for? Who were they working for? Who is he trafficking? That's the least that our government can do for these people. anybody else except for Epstein, and they would be under the jail. Under the jail.
Yeah, they've already stripped old Andrew of everything now.
Yeah, he's just a big dumb oaf, though. And I mean, he did some terrible things, God. But he's a big dumb fucking oaf. I can't believe his brother's still paying for him to have a place to live. And then there's Fergie. Don't get me started on Fergie. At least the kids are being taken care of. Yeah. We can talk about that when we get back. All right, we'll be back in just a second.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
Okay, yeah, I mean, Andrew is just a big, dumb fuck, if you ask me. First of all, the guy is accused of doing some horrible things to Virginia Dufresne and Dufresne. And if any of it, if even part of it is true, and I absolutely believe that it is, then he deserves to be put out to pasture. And I don't mean a 20,000-acre pasture with fucking, you know, 12 gardeners, horses, and a private plane. I mean out to pasture. Put him out in Scotland somewhere where he can't ever talk to anybody again. Apparently, he is his whole life has become just sitting around watching television and playing games on his phone. And listen, sounds a lot like my life. sounds a lot like my life. You know, this guy was accused of doing some terrible things, and then he did a he really added fuel to the fire by going on this BBC or kind of news channel and doing an interview where he said some really dumb shit. Like, this girl had said that he was sweating through his shirt, and he claimed, "I don't sweat. Yeah. I have a physical condition where I don't sweat." Where then doctors said, "That's nearly impossible." And lots of other stuff. He also claimed he had an alibi. He was at a pizza place, and he remembers because he doesn't go to pizza places. But it's all just dumb, right? And so, and then he paid her like $2.5 million. So it's all dumb. It took Charles and the Queen and the royal family years to understand just how terrible this was and that he needed to be defrocked immediately, but it wasn't immediate. It took 10 years, 9 years, something like that, for him to lose his title and just recently lose all the privileges, most of the privileges that come with that title. Now he's been put out on a 220,000-acre estate that Charles owns privately. It's not owned by the monarchy. It's owned privately by Charles because they own one of the biggest real estate companies in the world. And he's going to be living on one of the houses there. Mm. But apparently, William also has a house there too. And he intends, when he becomes the king, to spend the majority of his time at this particular house. So some people believe that Andrew will eventually be put out to pasture somewhere, not having to do at all with them. But William is the one who's really like, fuck this guy, Dad. Yeah. Dad, fuck this guy. I know he's your brother, but fuck him. You know, he did some terrible things. He brought a lot of ill repute to this house, and he never said sorry. He never did anything about it. Now, for those of you that don't know, Andrew didn't watch The Crown like I did religiously. Andrew was married to Fergie. Fergie, kind of the wild child, you know, redheaded, fun-loving princess, right, that ran around in the 80s and 90s having a good time. And then she's got two children also, or they have two children together.
Yeah, they divorced.
They divorced,
But then they still lived together.
Then they never left each other. Mm-hmm. They were always by each other's side. And while they said that it's not romantic, it's not a marriage, they were always by each other's side. And up until recently, they lived in one of the palaces. Mm-hmm. They'd lived in one of the palaces, including Fergie and the girls. Well, when Charles made, I'm sure, what was a hard decision for him, but an easy call for anybody else, you got to leave. You can't be associated with us anymore. When he did that, he did not, he allowed the grandchildren or his, you know, his nieces and nephews. Yeah, nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. He allowed them or
to
nieces
keep their
to keep their titles and their access to the royals and the royal family and all that other stuff, coming to the Christmas parties, going to the galas, going to the events, being allowed in the palaces. So apparently, I mean, I think that's the right call. The children, you know.
Yeah, they didn't.
It's not the sins of their father. Mm-hmm. But Fergie apparently did not get the common courtesy of a reach around because she has also been out apartment hunting in London, apparently, because she will no longer. What does Fergie do? I guess when you're Fergie, you just make money. Did she take like $80,000 from Jeffrey Epstein one time or something?
Yeah, well, she needed it for something. And that's then when Andrew went and asked for it from Epstein. Yeah, there's something about that. I've seen so many different documentaries and things about it.
When you're Prince Andrew, can't you get $80,000 somewhere else? Does somebody give you a loan? Can't you just walk into the Bank of England and be like, I need $80,000. I promise I'll pay you back.
Right.
You know where I live. The paparazzi follow me everywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, what are we talking about here? I don't understand. I don't get it. I thought with all of that power comes all the privileges in access of that power. And he is part of the same.
Take a swipe a painting from one of the.
Yeah. Sell a painting or two from your bedroom or something. Exactly. Take a curtain. Grab a crown. I don't know. Do something. Hey, Mom, can I borrow the jewels for a minute? I'll be right back. I'm going to pawn them. There's got to be the equivalent of a royal pawn shop, right? Here's my crown. Give me $1 million. I'll pay you back later. I mean, but I guess that is how you make money. You walk into the Bank of Epstein and it must be for something nefarious, or you would just go into a regular bank or an investor or something like that. I don't know. To have all that privilege and access and then not be able to use it correctly really pisses me off. Because if I'm Prince Andrew, first of all, Fergie's a lovely woman. I'd be happy to be married at all if I look like Prince Andrew. But then to be married to Fergie, okay. But then I'm not messing around with 17-year-olds. I can get 28-year-olds, or 30-year-olds, whatever my age is at the time. I'm the fucking prince. I'm goddamn Andrew. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need that. I can do it all above board. I can fly privately. I can ride my horses around all day. Yeah, I'm never going to be king, but who really wants that anyway? Heavy is the head that wears the crown. He had it so good.
Yeah.
So good. And fucked it all up. Fucked it all up and ruined lives in the process. That poor girl unalived herself. And now look at all this drama. Look at what a mess that Prince Andrew has created. And don't fool yourself. Prince Andrew has a lot to do with this story. A lot to do with this story. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for his part of the story, I'm not sure it would be so very public, all the stuff that's going on. So
that's true.
Listen, release the files, release every one of them. It is ruining your presidency. There's a lot of other stuff that's not going well either. I don't know if you noticed, but it is ruining your presidency. President Trump, it is going to take you down. It's going to, and you will have the hardcore of hardcorest supporters that will stick with you and find excuses, like Megyn fucking Kelly.
Oh,
did you hear that one?
Yeah, where she was like, well, there's different levels of like pedophile. I mean, it was so
it's called
horrible.
Like Ediophile or something like that.
It was so horrible.
So Gianmarco Sorosi, who we've had on our show before, we really enjoyed. Remember he was like up
Gianmarco.
In the Arctic or something?
Yes.
Wasn't he in the North Pole and we were talking to him? Am I right about that?
He was going there.
Northern Canada is where he was.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it was so cold that they had like heated tunnels to go from one building to the other. Oh, shit. He's got a great bit where he talks about this exact same thing, and it was long before Epstein, where he talks about, you know, they call them pedophiles, but it's not pedophilia, you know, hear me out. He does this whole thing, and it's really funny and politically correct, but it starts off a little sideways. You're like, where are you going with this, Gianmarco? But he gets there, it's funny, and he points out that there are two different conditions, or two different attractions, let's put it that way. It doesn't fucking matter. Megyn Kelly did the dumbest fucking thing she could have done. And that is, she created some space that now people who want to can use as an excuse for Epstein and the people who were around Epstein. It doesn't matter. Some of them were 14 fucking years old. 14. I'm telling you right now, I did not have a fully developed brain until 36 years old. These girls are 14.
There's a reason why it's illegal.
Yeah.
My God.
17. It's all too much. It doesn't matter. You know it's inappropriate. You know it. You know it when you know it, and you know it. Just do the feel test. Does this feel right to you? And I'm not talking about, am I attracted to this? Is this correct? Is this right or wrong? This is a pretty black and white area, in my opinion. If someone is underage, they are underage. It doesn't matter. There are no degrees of worse or bad. It's all fucking terrible. And Megyn Kelly really stuck her foot in her big fat fucking mouth. And by the way, Megyn Kelly flips and flops with the wind. She has said one thing, she does another, she says one thing, she says another.
I know, I'm so tired of her.
Honestly, shut the fuck up. And then I'm a little pissed at SiriusXM, if I'm being honest.
Oh, what they
because,
do?
Well, that's where her show is carried. Oh. And then the next day, she's on there, and I'm not rooting for everyone's cancellation. That's not what I'm rooting for. You should be able to say what you want to say. But SiriusXM is a big company. They're a big company. Mm-hmm. They needed to release a statement or something. Slap her on the wrist. Tell her it's wrong. Have her release a statement. Do something. Like, as a big company and with public shareholders and so much outrage, there should have been something that should have been said. But they went quiet. They went off the radar, and I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't get what the PR move there was. Pretend it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. We're SiriusXM. Tune into Howard 100.
Well, there'll be something else that comes up in the news that takes the focus away.
It already has.
Yeah.
It already has.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to the three-eye atlas coming toward Earth. So there we go. Yeah. It's all happening.
The comet thing?
The comet. Yeah, now it's got a propulsion system. Now we've got some pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
People are saying it's got a propulsion system. And when I say people, I mean probably not the kind of people you should trust.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Okay, whatever. That one guy.
Yeah, that one guy.
Yeah. Who was it? Who do we have on?
We were talking about that with somebody.
Zohan? Zoltan.
Zoltan.
Zoltan. Yeah, Zoltan. Zohan. Yes.
Zohan.
We had the new mayor of New York. All right. Well, you know, Thanksgiving's around the corner.
Yes,
so happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble
to you. We will not be streaming this week, so don't tune in to us. But hopefully we'll be back next week. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We're back next week. Everyone's healthy and happy and doing well. And you can catch our streaming shows most Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays sometime between noon and 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can only know that if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, and follow us and hit the notification button so that you can get notified about when we go live. Or you can follow us on Twitch, TCB Podcast, or on Kick, TCB Podcast. All three of those places. And if all three of those places are live at the same time, we can have over three viewers at any given time.
Five.
I think we got to 9 yesterday.
Okay.
But then again, we're not really telling anybody. So what do you expect? I mean, people aren't going to find us in a void. So if you want to join in on the streaming fun, you do that. Come on.
Yeah, I think we're going to start at some point inviting people to come on and chat.
It's very possible. You could be invited to chat. You can come on our Twitch and we can pull you in. Or our restream and we can pull you in. Hey, Lauren. Is that twice in 1 week that you've caught us live now?
I think it is.
I think she caught us last week and this week. Okay, anyway, glad to see you, Lauren. Also, add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and check our website, tcbpodcast.com. Okay, Chrissy, that is all I can do for today.
I think so.
I will tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe, including you, Lauren. Until next time, we will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.